Carols dawn when Easter's near, and pranksters plot with laughter clear. There came a tale, both wild and grand, of bunnies, jests, and foam in hand. Upon a morn so bright and gay, the Easter bunny hopped away, with baskets filled with eggs so sweet, but troubled brood on every street. For April Fool's had donned its cap, with schemes to cause a merry flap, and amidst the chocolate glee, Nerf blasters joined the jubilee. Beneath the trees, where eggs did lay, kids laughed and played in wild array, when suddenly, out of the blue, Nerf darts flew, as if on cue. Welcome to Detroit Dart Talk on this special episode on Easter. I'm Adam, and joining me in the studio is
Tim
and
Alex, if I have to be here, I guess.
Very unenthused, Alex.
Alex is probably just tired. He installed a new dart catch into his bathroom.
You know, as one does.
Yeah.
I feel like we need a dish, like a disposal on every drain to liquefy darts to pass through the system.
Yeah.
Because children be darting.
Remember at the beginning of COVID, we were talking about how I might have to like wash darts and stuff.
Yeah.
Yummy.
Here it is.
Yep. New dart washer.
Well, what have you guys been up to?
It's called a sink.
I fixed a washing machine. That was not fun.
Oh my god, we're the same person. We were both doing freaking plumbing work, weren't we?
Shut up. Oh my god.
All three of us. I had to fix my kitchen sink. This is now Detroit plumbing talk.
DPT.
So Tom was going to join us, but he's apparently having Discord issues. He couldn't get logged in.
It won't let him into the server.
Yeah.
Which is a little scary because he owns the server. So.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I don't know. I mean, things have been getting stale anyways.
There's been weird computer things going on all over the place. Like I've been working on the cards for Z13 on the 6th, and I'm having major issues getting the cards printed. Like I have 130 weight paper and that keeps jamming, and then the 110 weight is too thin, and it's like the toner isn't fusing properly to the paper. All sorts of, I don't know, feels like my life's getting hacked.
Yeah, same, honestly, same. You know, just seems like I can't get enough sleep or get ahead of everything. I'm just getting bogged down with life's malware. Plus, I think my processor and RAM are just aging out here. Can't upgrade this meat sack.
Yeah, I was having trouble with one of the podcast laptops, too. I had to completely restart it, yeah.
Oh, no.
It froze up on me.
Oh, man. Oh. Is that... Tim, what's going... What was that? It's like 56K.
You heard that. Okay. I thought that was televangelist.
Did we...
My headset again.
Did we go...
Alex, are you getting...
Did we go back to...
Are you getting the televangelist? I thought I gave you that thing to plug in.
Genesis Evangelion?
Come on. No, it's not the televangelist. I'm hearing like dial-up noises. I don't know.
Televangelist. Yeah. Well, whoever is messing with us, if it's somebody's internet connection, is like they got. It's like they're trying to hack us with a TI-83.
Oh, this thing is working. Hello. Hello. Can people hear me?
Look at that.
Well, since we have a little bit of time to ourselves, welcome back to another episode of Detroit Dart Talk, where the hosts we just kidnapped are shaking like the maracas on the field. I'm in the now commandeered studio. You have myself, Michael.
Sean.
And I am Dan.
What do we want to talk about this week?
Oh, there's so much we could talk about. I mean, it's not like they really had anything planned anyway, right?
Well, you could tell by the intro.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they were struggling. I mean, ChatGPT for an intro? Come on. This is not the kind of quality content that our Patreon is.
Didn't they already do that once before? They did a whole show on
that. I don't think it went over well then either.
Probably no one. With the whole two people listening.
I mean, I don't remember ever listening to it, so it couldn't have been
that. I don't even think Tim listens to it.
Who's Tim?
You know, the Power Ranger loving admin quotes.
That's the
we can't see
that's
it, but
the one with that's the one with the five little lion robots that form together to make a big
that
one,
was like the season three when they got their ninja powers.
Been like ages that was ago. A good one. I remember that one.
Tim told me yesterday after Ghostbusters that he really loved Power Rangers, and that he takes back all of the negativity that he put upon it.
So. He was one of those like hidden.
Yeah, fans, he's like one of those secret like Hannah Montana fans.
Oh man,
what? It's actually really funny. I was actually just thinking about the other day. I forget which. I mean, they did it for half the different Power Rangers seasons, but when they have the big combined like five man Gatling cannon, I was just like the ability to build something like that. As a BFT for HVZ would just be the coolest thing to see someday on the field. I think it would be really, 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 really funny.
You have to make them do the formation.
Don't you scream like Ginyu Force? Go something like that.
Exactly. Yeah.
You could do the dance too.
Yeah. That's like the
yes.
With the fingertips touch
and screaming. Lots of screaming.
Oh, always screaming. Perpetually, even.
Yeah.
So, what else do we do with this free time given to us? I'm like,
we should unmute everyone.
I feel like, oh my god, that would be chaos.
See, I'm still muting everyone would be a lot of fun.
It would be fun.
But now I'm like, how hard do you think it'd be to do one of these episodes mid Z13? Like, we just set up a recording booth in the reactor room, and we just let Z13 rip, and we just start yanking people mid-gameplay. Hey, tell us what's going on. Give us the play-by-play. And as soon as they're done, we just kind of send them back. Who cares if they're running into a pack of zombies? They just got to be on the podcast.
Oh, no. See, you drop them right into the middle of the horde and tell them if they are there alive, they'll win, like, a sticker or something. They'll do anything for that.
Mm-hmm.
A free Z-cred. There we go.
I mean, if you're secretly listening to this next and going, we could just give out Z-creds. Be like the secret word. And like Pee-wee? Secret word? Secret word of the day is, we'll figure that out.
Is it like secret tunnel only different?
Yeah.
I love it.
The secret word could be secret tunnel.
Oh, man, yes.
I was like, we could just have them go up to Alex and tell them who their favorite mod is on the server.
Oh, our favorite mods? Oh, are we all going to take turns with who our favorite mods are? Or are we just going to let us
go? No, we can shoot them.
I was suggesting, instead of doing a secret word, they have to go to Alex at Z13 and say, Mike is my favorite mod, Sean is my favorite mod, Dan is my favorite mod, and then they get their Z-cred.
Oh, that's even better.
Oh my god!
What if I don't let Alex in?
Oh, that's a big if.
I could just, like, lock the doors on him, and they have to continuously say it outside while he's waiting.
Oh, in the cold while he's checking people in? Oh, he'll hate that.
Yes, exactly. New game mode, defend the podcast.
Oh, you have to protect the interviewers while they're giving the interview to the zombie? Oh, that'd be amazing.
Better than that John Cena game. Who wants to wear a stinky mask and never washed?
Yeah, and then what's the point? Because he's invisible the whole time. It's just not fair.
Actually, what is your favorite game modes for Z13?
Ooh, mine happens to be our game type with the timers. Ooh, everyone starts as human. When your timer goes off, you get infected. That is my absolute favorite because of the shenanigans we get into.
So, I actually got to play Pingers at Sub-Zero back in January. And I got to, and they had everyone use their phones, which was, you know, not always the best. I love the Z13 timers that are set up, but what was really fun about it was they let the two OZs pick the time. So there were times where I literally set people's timers to like 6 hours and 30 minutes, so I knew it wouldn't go off, but they couldn't tell whether they had a timer or not.
Well, the anxiety time bomb.
Uh-huh.
It inevitably turns into the Spider-Man standoff meme with everyone like, oh no, you're infected. No, you're infected.
What about you, Dan? What's your favorite?
I think Pingers would take the bait here. Top tier game.
Ooh.
I do love Pingers. I do think the what's the wave defense one?
Oh, Midnight Clear. Mm-hmm.
I think of all of the ones that I've tried, that has been probably one of my favorites so far. Just the it is probably has to be the most video gamey feeling HVZ I've gotten to play to date. Midnight Clear is just so much fun. So
yeah, definitely plays different in our laser tag arena compared to the Dark Club, though, which is really nice.
I'm sad I never got to go to the actual Dark Club.
The Dark Club was so cool. I definitely do miss it. But this venue at Revolution that that Dan here got us into, it's just
what I love is it kind of creates this world of like, if they can do it in Detroit, why can't we do it other places? And I know people have considered options that would get us, you know, different things. Or, like, I know I've heard of other groups using laser tag arenas, but
it definitely helped. We had an in to get us into there. It definitely a big, big help.
Yeah.
Like I say, not all heroes were apes.
You know what else we could do? For editing funness, we could let my 7-year-old talk. That would be
oh man, just constant just, words yeah, out of the 7-year-old mind.
Chicken nugget and oof. I think that would be 20 minutes of that.
Basically, without even trying.
I could put the oldest, and he could just go off about Terraria.
Oh my god!
Really content.
Oh my god!
See, the question becomes, or my immediate question that I would have, because it's just it's ingrained in my brain at this point, is Terraria. Okay, Terraria.
Don't say the word. Don't say it one more time. It's like Beetlejuice. He'll appear if he hears it.
Did you see the trailer for Beetlejuice?
Yes.
Yes, looks so good.
I haven't seen the original. I love the musical. I need to go watch the original, and I am looking forward to seeing that when it comes out this September. I think it's September.
That sounds about right. I'm looking forward to that and the new Alien movie.
I haven't seen the trailer.
Just dropped the teaser for that the other day, and oh my god, it looks good.
The other movie I do want to go see is... I do want to go see, or whether I see it now or I just catch it when it's on streaming, is the Ghostbusters.
That was good. I went to go see that this past weekend.
I remember seeing the first trailer and just said, oh, they're doing Frozen.
I mean, seeing it yesterday makes sense. I still don't like Paul Rudd. He does not belong on Ghostbusters. I don't know who I would replace with them.
And now we've got the chat art, the wonderful Patreon and kidnapped hosts that are sitting in the back corner debating a Terraria HVZ at some point.
I will burn it to the ground with actual fire.
To which my honest response is, I have no idea.
Ow. I don't even understand the game, and I think I've watched him play it for hours on end.
It's just flat Minecraft, which is a weird sentence coming out of me.
So, you know what game I tried? I tried it. It's definitely a good, like, you need a group to do it well that feels like Minecraft, but has a lot to it. And you're gonna hate me for saying this, but Lego Fortnite.
I've actually been wanting to try that because it looks fun again.
I installed it off my PS5. It was like 100 gigabytes. I'm not keeping that on my hard drive.
Gravy. Why?
I don't know. Fortnite is huge on PlayStation.
Like, I remember when Fortnite was zombie tower defense.
That's the only reason.
Dances and snipes somebody from across the map.
Got rid of the tower defense, and I never picked it up while they had it because it looked like a dream game for me. And then they're like, "Nah, battle royale."
It got to the point where you had to spend money, and it was ridiculous.
That's dumb.
But now it's all Helldivers.
Yeah, yeah, and now,
as it should be, democracy.
Aw.
The BFG is Steve. Just following you, saying how proud he is of you. Oh my goodness!
It's hard to keep up, Alex, because we actually are paying attention to your chat.
So while I'm here and y'all are here and we're fully unrestricted, anything you want to know about Survival Fest for this year?
What's Alex's role?
Luke, I want to know your zombie numbers, your deployment, your deployment strategies, and the best way for me to win. Go.
The only reason I will tell you I don't know is because after playing the last couple of games earlier this month, if I asked for those, it would lead to a 20-minute, okay, here's the battle plan, like, running through it with everyone.
We have nothing but time.
The best answer I can give you is that a lot of love and labor went into this. I think it is genuinely one of the coolest ways to translate what you would expect out of a spy secret agent story into HVZ. I think that there is going to be some really fun special zombies, special mechanics. Some of the modified mechanics from last year are going to be... I am just earlier this week... there was a discussion about some very common, very regular, like, everyday special zombies, and if there were some proposed, not upgrades, changes, some ways to make it flow better with how HVZ has grown and changed in the past 2 or 3 years, that has me so excited. I think Brain knows exactly what I'm talking about. To answer your question, Alex is Alex is a shark.
Like your stereotypical Adidas tracksuit mob dude, complete with the gold chain and everything. Are you gonna make him talk in an accent?
He so chooses.
You gonna make it mandatory.
No, but Penn State's campus is absolutely mind-boggling at just all the options of play space, all the different stuff. We actually had to set a limit on how far is far enough to send players because there is just that much space.
Oof, yeah, no, your guys' play area looks massive.
I think the metric is like 500 square acres. I want to say 500 square acres. And like, if you look and see like North Halls or the East Apartments, that is like what you would expect out of like a normal set of dorm buildings at like a regular college campus. I think we determined that the reasonable distance to put objectives on a regular basis without like intentionally giving everyone a heads up that it's going to be a set of sprinters was like 0.7 of a mile was like the acceptable. Don't put it further than this if we're going to have them do stuff when they get there.
Yes, that way you're not wearing people out too much over the course of the day.
Days.
That's right, it is multiple, isn't it?
Yeah.
Blisties on your feet ain't gonna be fun for running from the horde. That's right.
That means I can pass out and, over the course of 3 days and not just one day. Awesome.
Well, I mean, there's reasonable breaks and time and all sorts of stuff. We've had a good time. We've had a good laugh. We have clearly shown who the real backbone of Detroit Dark Talk is. You want to say we cut the host loose?
I mean, if you think they deserve
it. Or we just unmute everyone.
Ooh, yeah, I see we cause as much chaos before we leave. That'll learn them.
I know that for as much pain and as much pleasure and as much craziness as they put us through and we put them through, we are all very thankful and very happy to call each other friends. So thank you all and have a good night. Yeah.
Haha, I got back in.
Those sons of bitches.
Guess who's getting their roles removed?
Yep. Ha. Ha. We took away your privileges. We're in control again.
I have the perfect gift for this. There it is.
Mike knew we were getting control back. That's why he got all sentimental. Man, they kicked Adam completely off. Yeah. He lost Discord access. He texted me. He lost Discord access. All right, we need to do some seriously reorganizing of the Discord roles because that was ridiculous. Wow.
I'm mind boggled. I don't even have a shout out.
I don't either. Like, shout out to us for being repressed.
Yeah, we gotta reach out to Tom and make sure he's not like wrapped up in Cat 5 cable or something.
You know, Sean was going over to his house to get something.
Oh shit, Sean, what did you do?
That's how they got the server permissions. It's got to be. He got on Tom's computer, I bet you. Because Tom owns the server.
Yeah.
I'll give him some credit. That was pretty freaking devious.
All right. Well, we got to go clean up this mess. We'll catch you guys on the next episode.
Sorry for that, bull. Bye.
Bye.
So I've got to ask. Well, actually, I guess I'll just wait for the April Fool's 5-minute respawn to figure out.
God, we should do that. Shit. Oh, fuck. Isn't it on Monday? Oh, shit. I like, really need to. Yeah, okay. Make it work.
Oh, man. Oh, time is weird. I didn't even think that was going to be that soon.
Shit.
Have I ever told you guys how the first April Fool's episode happened? I woke up, realized it was April 1st, and was like, shit, we should have done something for April Fool's. I literally ran downstairs, which is where I was editing the episodes at the time, into my basement, threw the intro in front of like 20 minutes of silence, threw on the outro, and uploaded it. I literally went into work like 20 minutes late, throwing this together at like 7 a.m.
That's fucking wonderful.
Way too good.
I even took the time to edit the logo. That was the first custom graphic for the show that we ever did was Detroit Dart Talk Unplugged.
I feel like I remember that too.
So it's become quite the tradition.